This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
15 now on this Tuesday morning, December 17th, counting you down to Christmas. Quickly to Mike Pearlstein, WWL Louisiana investigative reporter. He's got a story to tell about ankle monitoring and judges and ignoring violations, and I'm going to get out of the way and let him tell a story after I tell him good morning. How you doing, Mike?
Good morning, Tommy. Good to be with you.
Good to have you, and again, thanks for the work that you and David Hammer and Katie Moore and all of the hardworking Ramon Antonio Vargas, all of the hardworking Louisiana not just there, but the investigative reporters around the state do. I'm thinking Julie O'Donoghue, you and some others. Hate to start naming names because I don't want to leave anybody out. But anyway, tell me about your story, please.
Well, this one is really gotten a lot of attention because, as we know, when you talk about the criminal justice system, there are many components. And if one of those components is broken, the whole system falls. And here we have a phenomenon that's been building over the last couple of years, where at any given time, up to 400 people are on electronic monitoring with an ankle bracelet in New Orleans, out of New Orleans Criminal Court. It's sort of like a virtual jail, and it is mostly pretrial detainees to keep them out of trouble, returning to court. Sometimes restrictions, stay-away orders in domestic violence cases. So it really has become this critical component of the system. And one of the things that makes it work or when there are violations, alerts go off. And the company that has the lion's share of the ankle bracelets is called ASAP. They've been doing it for a while, and they are refining their notification system, and for some years now have put out violation notices when somebody either violates curfew or stay-at-home order or a stay-away order in domestic violence case. And those violation reports go directly to the DA's office and the judges, the sections of court where they ordered the ankle monitoring. Now, we saw this big tragic lapse in the case of Nicholas Miorana, who was on an ankle bracelet, and 3.5 weeks ago was arrested in the mass shooting in the French Quarter, in which four people were shot, one woman killed, three men wounded, and he was on an ankle bracelet. That was the initial surprise. But the even bigger surprise and tragedy, really, was that he had racked up more than 40 violations of his stay-at-home order. And this particular defendant was actually convicted and was on stay-at-home as a condition of probation. So he was just in clear violation. He was set up for a revocation of that probation to serve prison time. But somehow all those violation reports, more than 40, went ignored, and he was even violating. At the time, police say he was one of the trigger men in a mass shooting. Well, that was a pretty big and alarming story. I was able to do that story starting the day of the shooting and his arrest and the next day. But I went ahead and took a deeper dive because ASAP has another program, which now has a site with some public access to people on ankle bracelets and whether they are violating. And I was able to find dozens and dozens of other defendants who were violating left and right, sometimes dozens and dozens of times, only to see those violations ignored by judges. This story that I did focused on a couple of those individuals who, in the midst of their violations being ignored by judges, went on to commit more serious crimes, clearly preventable. One was arrested in a carjacking. Another had a long line of domestic violence and violated five different times a stay-away order. We know how tragic some of those domestic cases can turn out. So the flip side is that most of the judges are catching on and actually reacting to the violation of reports, having these defendants rearrested or at least, you know, brought into court, sometimes for a stern talking to, sometimes to be locked up. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, there was no maybe louder commentary about this than Judge Leon Roche, and he was the one who ignored the violation reports of Nicholas Mariano. And that was, he was widely criticized all the way, you know, up to the governor's office and the AG's office and the district attorney, Jason Williams. Well, immediately after my stories and the outcry, there was another defendant in his session of court on an ankle monitor who had violated, again, more than 40 times on a near daily basis. And Judge Roche put a warrant for his arrest, had him arrested immediately. So while Roche did not comment for my story, judges rarely do, his actions spoke volumes when he did what he ignored in the Mariana case and had Lester Jones arrested. And it was no small arrest. This was a gang task force arrest. This is an individual with a violent history and a long criminal rap sheet.
Let me take a break, Mike.
It is being talked about, like I said, extensively all the way up to the governor's office.
Let's sneak in a break. We'll pick it up here when we come back. And Matt Dennis, I've been over there. I've seen his operation. I don't know if people realize the accuracy and the surety, I hate to use that word, when it comes to bonding, but that he can tell the judges. It's like, look, and he lets them know, look, this guy's or woman, whomever it is violating the agreement. I don't know how a judge can ignore that. I don't know, but it happens. 8:21, more with Mike Pearlstein when we come back. Right now, time for traffic on WWL. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to our friend Mike Pearlstein, investigative reporter over at WWL Louisiana. Mike, when it comes to ankle monitoring and Matt Dennis, and I mentioned I'd been over and I've seen his facility and how pinpointed it is, Matt Dennis will be the first person to tell you that ankle monitoring, and you mentioned this earlier about it being a key part of the system, in and of itself is not a bad thing. And Matt is a big proponent of this, and it's not about him getting a business. It's about getting people out of jail to go on with their lives, right?
Well, the bottom line is there just isn't enough space in our jail to house everyone who's awaiting, you know, trial or even post-conviction without a jail sentence. It is become a staple of a corrective measure and a pretrial measure. You think the jail might hold 1,100 to 1,200 people. Well, there are another 400 people on ankle bracelets at any given time. So, like it or not, it is a critical component of our system. That's a lot of people being monitored. And you would think, of course, that if a judge issued an order, that a judge would want that order followed by the defendant. It's a contempt of court at the very least, but it could be much worse. And we've seen it, and I chronicled those cases where someone with dozens and dozens of violations ignored by a judge goes on, gets arrested in a carjacking, or in the case of Nicholas Mariana, much worse, a mass shooting. So I think Jason Williams, the district attorney, he really, lit into the judges after this was revealed. And I think what we're about to see is a more formalized process where the DA's office now inserts itself when they see these violations not acted upon. Now, many of them do get acted upon by, I would say, most of the judges, but the ones who don't, I do think we're going to start to see motions filed in court by the DA's office to bring these defendants in. At the very least, to explain why they're not following the judge's orders, maybe rein in their behavior, or whatever corrective measures need to be made. But 400 people on an ankle monitor any given time, most by ASAP, it's a part of our system. It's a major part, and it has to work.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate your time. I know you come back and talk to us some more. And real quick, we only have 20 seconds left. When somebody violates, Matt Dennis does what? Notifies the judge via email or something? Or,
that's it. Yep. He sends email notices. He posts them on his website, DA, section of court. Everyone gets notified. It's there to be acted upon, not just by a reporter looking them up.
His system works. It's the judge's action. It seems to be where all of this, the judge taking action on the violation, where all of this falls apart. Accurate?
Yeah, at that stage, it's on the judge. And look, hopefully this nudges the DA's office, and it looks like that's happening, to also raise the red flag. It's just all these components of the system do have to work together for public safety. That's the bottom line, public safety.
And that's the fail-safe when they violate the ankle probation and Matt Dennis notifies the judge. Man, it's on them at that point. Thank you, Mike. 8:30, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.